amazing stupid. I mean, look at all the people that are going out there and doing these things to express themselves in the wrong way. And this is a great way of doing it and getting your point across, but making the world a great place along the way.
Exactly. Okay, first of all, you can tell that he's older than probably 20.
Photos and vice versa, a bad camera in a bad in a a good camera in a bad photographer's hands will take bad photos. It depends on how you use it. So.
Yeah, we do. Because don't let Winona take your picture. I don't care if you don't have double chin. She will find the angle. You will have even a bad boy and a fat neck. You'll be like, what? Worst selfie ever.
See, it's like it was really cool because I got to meet Jennifer McGill from the Mickey Mouse Club, and I was a big Mickey Mouse Club fan. And she took me around Hollywood Studios down here where it was taped. She told me all kinds of interesting information about Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears and all that. And we recorded it all. But ironically, I could not bring my camera into the Hollywood Studios because I couldn't get clearance from Disney. So I had to do it with my cell phone. And if you look at it, it's actually pretty good. You know, for not having the ability to have the best microphone to drown out everything behind me, I was actually able to use that audio and tone it down a little bit so you can get the feel of Hollywood Studios and the people having fun and making memories behind you while still hearing us talk at the same time. So, you know, it just depends on how you use the equipment that you have. But that learning curve is always there. So the best advice I can give somebody is know what you have, know how to use it, and just get the best quality that you can buy at that point.
Okay, I have a semi-selfish question.
I know you do.
There's a narcissistic question. There's two of them. But I'm going to go with the semi, because I don't even know you know
what I like narcissism questions. I like it.
But the semi-selfish question is, you said you did produce Roku content, and you produce things. So there are a lot of indie authors, because we do have a lot of indie authors that follow us. But there are a lot of authors out there who move into podcasting or now move into Roku because we get phone calls on that because we already have a Roku channel. Yeah, not a good one, but we have one.
Yeah. Obviously, you didn't produce it or do anything with it. Obviously.
Anyway, how do we begin? Where should we start? I mean, other than, you know, get a good equipment, what other knowledge should we have? Just one thing.
Well, if you're going to do Roku changed their format really at the beginning of this year. So the old-fashioned format, which was the easiest to use, is no longer available. And if you do have it, they are limiting it. So what they're trying to do now is they're trying to go to MRSS feeds and JSON feeds. And JSON feeds are basically applications like you would use on your cell phone. It's amazing what you can write with the JSON feed. And it's quite complicated. So the thing that I could tell you to do is find somebody that knows how to write that feed. Write it correctly, because JSON feeds you can do a lot more than MRSS feeds. I know this may sound like crazy, but a JSON feed will allow you to have, like, let's just say you have five different show titles. Let's just take some shows that we know. We'll take a Guiding Light. We'll take Growing Pains, and just three other shows. Each show can have different episodes underneath it, and different seasons underneath it. Whereas the MRS feed, what you're going to have is you're going to have a category, and you're going to see every single solitary show all the way across the board in a line. So, for instance, let's just say Growing Pains has five seasons, but it has 120 shows. Well, those 120 shows are going to all be in one line, and if you have another show that groups up with that, you're going to have those shows have the same thing as well. So it's very hard to navigate. So you're going to have to kind of figure out how you want to navigate it, which is going to be extremely important, and figure out what format is going to work for you. The MRSS feed isn't really not much different than the RSS feed that used to be used before in the general template. So if you're going to do a Roku feed, first of all, find out where you can host it for a relatively inexpensive amount of money. And then second of all, figure out how you're going to lay it out, because that layout can mean hundreds of dollars based upon the feed that you have to write. Because JSON feeds are a lot more complicated than MRSS.
Thank you very much for that information. And one last question, because we are at the end of our time. Where can people find you online to check you out, your radio show?
Radio show is the AME Experience. AME Magazine, .com. That will give you a link to the experience, which is the whole thing. So when you go to there, you'll see the radio show, the television show, and magazine links. If you want to see my artwork, you can go to ImaginationArtStudios.com. And if you want to see my Roku channel, it's iastelevision.com.
Because he can do both the MRS feeds and JSON feeds.
Yes. So it'll be nice and easy
so for
you guys.
For everybody else.
Yes. I'd be able to set up anybody for anything that they want with that. like I said, just kind of a matter of how you want to set it up and where you're going to host the videos. All right.
Thank you so much for coming on.
And I got something to say.
Y'all, she just like cut me all the whole like, thank you so much for joining us.
It's like driving in DC traffic. Shh, my word.
You just cut me right off. Okay. Winona. Winona had something to say.
I'd like to say that Just Right in Life can be seen on Amazon.com.
For the Roku channel and Imagination Art Studios for my artwork.
Okay, thank you.